Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
402-464-5685. Starter Heyman text line. Get your typing fingers ready. I want to go to the text line, Austin. 9893 says, DP, all football and basketball teams should wear black shoes all games. All right, remember the word that I used for the Dallas Cowboys?
You've used a lot of creative words for the Dallas Cowboys.
This is the smallest word I've ever used about the Dallas Cowboys. Mm. The word, the letters, it's such a great word that the letters were even put in the alphabet side by side. In order.
Plug and play.
To make it simple for you. No. No. Because... I don't know. Billy Black Shoes Johnson just doesn't have the same ring.
It does not.
I don't want to see Joe Willie Namath in black shoes.
Nope.
Don't want to do it. You know why everybody used to wear black shoes? Because they were hard to keep clean because you were playing on grass and in mud. But guess what? Everything's turf now. And everybody at the college and pro level has several pair of shoes per game. And so the need for black shoes, gone.
Gonzo.
Gone. Indoor basketball, don't need them. The Hoyas needed them because they were trying to play the bad guys.
Did the Fab Fives go that route?
Yep. That was why. We mean we're thugs. Rebels.
Did the Rebs long go that
short?
Route?
Look, long short. Shave your head. Yeah, they they checked all the boxes. Black Sox. Mike Tyson, the baddest man on the planet. Black shoes, no socks. That's how we're getting down.
That's how I'm getting down. That's how you're going down.
Right. Like I played at a predominantly white high school in Virginia. And
is predominantly an understatement?
98%?
So, okay, noted. Yep.
98%? I mean, if you were going to do a roll call of black players on my team, me and Barry Thompson are 1A and 1B. Like, it wasn't going to take long. You're going to add my boy Curtis Horn and my dude Ronnie Benton. And the following year, like, the more Barry and I had success, the more black kids joined into the program. Mm. Black kids just didn't play for the high school. We had all the athletes, but they didn't play for the high school because, I don't know, just remember the Titans. Yeah. Just for the record, get your head on that a lot of the schools were the other schools that TC played.
Gotcha.
That's the same area, same time.
Yeah.
So that was part of the thing. And my coach was as conservative as humanly possible about all the rules. So me and my afro, he didn't really know how to deal with. So he yelled at my afro because it stuck out of the helmet. Think Drew Pearson. Yep, look that way. So then I got cornrows because it would just hold the hair down. And I took my helmet off and showed him, and he lost his mind. I have never seen a coach turn as red as my head coach today. He saw me in cornrows. He didn't even have the words. He called his assistant coach and said, Fran, deal with this. He didn't even have words. He was like, what is happening here? like, what do we even do? And I was like, don't worry, coach. I got a bandana to make it all simple.
Fred,
what do we do? And so the team wore black shoes in 1978, 1979. They wore black shoes. And if you wore black Pumas, you were fancy. Except, I liked the look. And we wore the socks that had the three stripes on it.
Oh, yeah.
But we were so conservative, we had the thick stripes.
Of course. Yep.
That looked like blocks. Mm-hmm. So, not good looking. Not good looking. They didn't even reach the calf sometimes. It was just, it was terrible. It was terrible. But my coach said, well, listen, you know, this is whatever you wear in pregame is whatever you're going to wear in the game. So I was like, coach, going to rebel a little bit here against you. So I would go out to pregame in my black practice Pumas.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Coach, we do the uniform check. Cool.
We good.
Cool. I'd be the last one out of the locker room, and you get straight into the pile. Me and my shiny new white Pumas with the long. I had to wear the team socks under my knee-high white socks because I wanted the look.
Yeah.
Right? So I said, I did have the socks on. Mm-hmm. I just had them covered.
Yeah.
And then, just for grins and giggles, you know the old towel that little half towel that would sit on your lap that you would tuck into your belt?
Yep.
DP.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Let's go. And I always return the opening kick. So the first time that my coach would see me from the time we came back out, stood for the anthem, and then opening kick, we're getting the ball first, kick return. And I would sprint straight to the goalpost. Like, I'm out. Hey, from 50 yards away, what'd you say? Huh? Pearson, huh? Sir?
It's
universal. I can't hear you with football's ears to the help to the. I can't hear you. run, take the opening kick. Hey, run it back 40 yards. Everything's cool. Everything's cool. So, no, on the black, like I didn't like wearing them in baseball, but I managed to do that mainly because I was a poor kid and Mizuno donated like black Mizunos for us. And I was like, oh. And then at college, they gave us shoes. So it was like, okay, cool. White, just, especially for skill position.
Come on.
For skill position.
Come on.
Look, and I know it's Nebraska. And I know a lot. All the great runners had on black shoes. Well, there's a bunch of them that did.
They were great in spite of the black shoes.
Right.
You know, like they would have been great no matter what color shoe they were wearing.
Right.
For some others of us, I'm not present company excluded. Like, you know, you wanted to rock the white, good for you. For me, I'm just wearing whatever color I feel best in, you know, because I need to feel like I have a chance.
Yeah. Like you see, there's a reason,
you know,
like you, if you had on white Nikes or black Nikes, don't you feel quicker in the white ones?
Probably.
Right.
Yeah, it's just lighter, you know,
right?
It's
just
mentally lighter. Yeah.
See, that was always the thing.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, everybody has their reasons. Everybody likes what they like. I was just a member of the white shoes, long white socks. Mm-hmm. Like I don't remember how early it was, but pretty early that we had the wristbands up on the forearm, which was a whole other argument. They're wristbands, they're not forearm bands. I'm like, watch. They slipped up, coach.
Coach, I'm skinny.
I really was. I really was. That was the other thing is that they made me, I'll send you a picture of it. It's hilarious. Because I was getting noticed early in my junior year for football. I'd already gotten some hype for track. But for football, it happened early in the junior year. But I was 158 pounds, 155 pounds.
I feel that.
Right?
I feel that. Yep.
And so they gave me what were the largest shoulder pads in the history of running back / flankers. I literally, my hair landed on the back of my jersey because no neck was available. Like,
no.
And I had a pretty long neck. But these shoulder pads were up to my ears. And everybody would go, man, you're much bigger on tape. Yeah, no kidding.
You play up.
Listen, you wear three shirts under it. And these, I will show you a picture. You're going to howl at how ginormous these shoulder pads were. And you just go, y'all didn't love me. Like, y'all did. My coaches did not. Like, y'all didn't look out for me or nothing, man. Like, they, come on. Come on.
That's the best you can do.
Oh, hook your boy up. Like, it was just, oh, Austin.
You're
terrible.
Not even asking for the hookup.
No.
Just less of a non-hookup.
Oh, it was brutal. It was brutal. Okay, we'll go to break. Come back. I want to give away some Salt Dogs tickets for when they come back, and then I want to set up BP with DP.
Mm.
And they'll be a lucky listener. They get to take batting practice down with us with the Salt Dogs on the 21st. So we're going to take batting practice with the Salt Dogs on the field. You get to take infield if you want to take it. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of ticket talent going to be down there with you. But we'll come up with something, probably just the best text about why you want to do it.
Do we bring in our off-air conversation for the trivia question?
We
give it
could.
Away?
We
Wouldn't
could.
That be hilarious?
We should. Okay, I'll let Austin come up with a trivia question as well. So we'll give away two spots. We'll give away two spots to BP with DP with the Salt Dogs, Austin Orman, DP, 93.7 The Ticket.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.